Road of Life, brought to you by Dove. D-U-Z, Dove, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Dr. Brent calls surgery. Dr. Brent calls surgery. Dr. Brent calls surgery.
Now, here's a little story about how wash days go. Does this story fit anyone you know?
What a chump I was. I didn't believe Does does everything. When I heard Does is best, you know what I said? Not for me. I'm sticking to my old soap.
What changed your mind?
My family drove me to it.
Oh?
My husband started working in a tool factory. His work clothes got dirtier, the towels got blacker. Then my teenage daughter started fussing about how washed out their rayon undies look.
Say, you did need Does. D-U-Z, Does, does best. This new kind of soap does everything in a wash like yours. It gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten cleaning power for dirty work clothes, plus greater safety for nice colors.
I know that now.
Aha, the lady who didn't became a lady who does.
Right.
Now that you does your wash, you know there's just no such thing as a soap that washes whiter.
I'll say, Does gets my towels dazzling.
Now that you does your wash, you know there's no such thing as a soap that gets dirt out easier.
Washing my husband's work pants is a snap now. No hard scrubbing.
And now that you does your wash, you get extra safety for colors.
Yes, Does leaves my pretty rayon undies brighter. They last longer. Honestly, Does is just wonderful.
Sure. When Does was compared with 25 different wash day soaps, this new kind of soap had the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. You'll find Does does best. Does does everything. And now we invite you to listen to Road of Life. Parallels, when accurately drawn, can be interesting. Let's take a situation. That of a doctor and a nurse. Let's set up two situations, each concerning a doctor and a nurse. Allow them to run parallel courses, and then draw our own conclusions. In a reading room at Wiley Memorial Hospital is a doctor, Jim Brent. Before him on the table is a folder containing the case history of one of his patients. But Dr. Brent isn't reading the history. Instead, he is staring absent-mindedly at the identical rows of calf-bound books in front of him. Into the reading room comes a nurse, Sylvia Bertram, an old friend of Jim's. She looks at him, smiles for a moment, and then slips into a chair beside him. This, now, is the first parallel.
A quarter for your thoughts, Doctor.
No. Oh, Sylvia.
Mm-hmm.
Quarter's a lot of money, but my thoughts at the moment are worth a lot more.
I was afraid of that. You had an expensive look on your face. All right. I'll raise it to 37 cents.
41 or nothing. I'm a tough customer.
40. Sure you wouldn't settle for that?
It's a deal.
But you will trust me till later, won't you?
Oh, well, I hadn't counted on extending credit,
but... Well, you see, I don't have my purse with me, Doctor.
Okay, you have an honest faith, Miss Bertram.
I don't know whether that's a compliment or an insult. Somehow, these days, having an honest face seems rather dull and dowdy.
Oh, it was said in the proper spirit, I assure you.
Well, that's something of a concession. But let's get down to the business at hand.
Mm-hmm.
What do I get for my 40 cents?
Well, what would you like?
Information.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for one thing, Dr. Thompson told me you were back this morning for good.
Well, you have half your money's worth already. That's part of what I was thinking about. The other part...
You don't have to tell me, Jim.
No, I rather enjoy talking about it now. In fact, I imagine everyone enjoys talking about plans for the future.
In some quarters, I have a reputation for being a wonderful listener.
Well, you know, Sylvia, during the last few days, I've been sitting up in my room at the professional club, brooding about...
Yes, I do know. Doc Thompson told me.
Well, while I was up there, I tried to figure out what I was, what I wanted to be, and where I was going. It's a good idea for a man to do that sometimes.
And you decided...
Well, I decided that for a long time now, I've wanted to devote all of my working hours, and those are the only sort of hours I have these days, to psychiatry.
Well?
And that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, I think that sort of planning is marvelous, Jim.
Frankly, so do I. Here I am, chief of staff of a hospital specializing in neuropsychiatric cases. Now, there's no reason on earth why I can't go in for both branches, neurosurgery and psychiatry.
Then you're really serious about this. You're going to spend all your time at Wiley.
Every minute of it.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that, Jim. I thought perhaps Doc Thompson was just talking.
Nope, I'm here for good.
Oh, it's good to hear you sound like that. I was afraid, Jim, that after what had happened at City, you might feel
What
that...
happened at City Hospital, Sylvia, wasn't... Well, it wasn't an easy pill to swallow, but maybe someday I'll see it for the best. After all, if that hadn't happened, I might have postponed making the break from City for years. Now that it's been done for me, now that I've gotten over the sulks, Well, I'm tickled pink. So, that's that.
Well, I have to hand it to you, Dr. Brent. You certainly give a lot of what's on your mind for 40 cents.
Oh, that's not all. There's more coming.
What?
Sylvia, I've been reading over this case history of my brother-in-law. How long has Bill been a patient here?
Oh, quite a few months.
Hmm. Nothing seemed to have helped him, has it?
No. Dr. Hall's tried almost everything. Doc Thompson spent some time with him, too, but... Well, you know how some of those cases can be.
Yes. Well, I've got an idea that might possibly help. I'd like to talk to you about it, Sylvia, because very often a nurse may have an opportunity to observe certain conditions that a doctor can't.
Oh, I'd be glad to tell you anything I know, Jim.
All right. Now, have you ever noticed that Bill Evans has...
That was the first side of the parallel. Now for the second. Another doctor, Grant Frazier, is sitting in his office in City Hospital. Spread full length across his desk is a newspaper which he appears to be studying intently as a nurse, Ethel Lanier, who is an old friend of his, enters the office. The smile on Miss Lanier's face, in contrast to that on Sylvia Bertram's, is tinged with triumph.
Grant.
Well, hello.
Surprised?
In a way, yes. How'd you get by my secretary? She's had precise instructions to...
To keep me out. Yes, I'm sure she has.
To keep everybody out. I'm busy.
So I noticed. Isn't that the stock market page you're reading?
Miss Lanier, I'll thank you to mind your own business.
That's exactly why I am here, to mind my own business. And if I remember correctly, a couple of weeks ago, you knew me well enough to call me Ethel. Grant, I've been trying to get through to see you for days. Ever since Jim Brent was dismissed, in fact.
Frankly, I'm not even interested.
Well, it's high time you became interested.
I want you to get out of here.
What's got into you, Grant?
What do you want?
My Christmas present is either lost or you forgot to send it.
What Christmas present?
You know what I'm talking about.
Sorry, I haven't any idea. Now, if you'll forgive me...
Wait a minute. Let's get this straight.
Miss Lanier, merely because we dined at an Italian restaurant a few weeks ago, is that any reason to burst in here and interrupt me when I'm...
Your memory's very short. We didn't only dine there. We reached an agreement. In exchange for a somewhat belated Christmas present, I did you a favor. I've got a conscience so guilty that it's tearing me apart inside. I've never been more miserable in my life. There isn't a soul in this hospital who doesn't know I lied at that meeting. There isn't anyone who doesn't know that I'm the one whose testimony got Jim Brent kicked off the staff here. Every nurse in surgery has stopped talking to me.
My dear woman, I'm not in the least concerned as to how the nurses in this hospital feel about you.
Well, I am. I'll never forget the look on Dr. Brent's face when I told that cooked-up story about him. If a man ever deserved to be dismissed from the staff, it wasn't Brent. It's you.
You're becoming quite emotional now, Miss Lanier.
All right, all right. What difference does it make now? I wasn't emotional at the meeting. I was just like you wanted me to be. And I did what you wanted me to do. And you got what you were after. Brent's out. You're satisfied.
And what do you want?
If I want to go to the trouble, I can ruin you, Brent. I can go to the staff of this hospital and tell them the truth. I can fix it so
you can fix it so that you'll be finished as a nurse. You saying that you deliberately confessed to giving false testimony? Come now, Ethel. Hurting me isn't worth losing the profession you've given your life to.
And if I keep quiet, what about my present?
I don't know what you mean by a present, but I do know that you'll keep quiet. You've nothing to gain by not doing so, and a lot to lose if you talk.
Then out of this whole mess, I get what?
What did you expect to get?
Plenty.
Be patient, dear. You'll get it.
After he had succeeded in getting Miss Lanier out of his office, Grant Frazier went to the telephone.
Superintendent of Nurses, please. Hello, this is Dr. Frazier. Very well, thank you. I have a rather unpleasant duty to perform. I've received quite a few complaints, shall we say, from doctors and indirectly from nurses as well, about a Miss Ethel Lanier. She's in surgery, I believe. Well, I wonder if you wouldn't think it too forward of me to ask this over the telephone rather than make out one of those tiring written order sheets. That's right, they do, and I don't have much time. Well, I'd appreciate if you could transfer Miss Lanier out to the extension in Highland Park. She's an excellent nurse, I recall, but if she doesn't get on well with people here, perhaps she'll do better away from the hospital. Yes, I know the extension out there is rather dull, but perhaps it's just what Miss Lanier needs. Yes, effective at once. Goodbye.
Yes. Parallels, when accurately drawn, can be interesting. Very interesting. Don't you think? Sometimes we fail to realize how useful certain things can be. Take Does, for instance. You've heard me say Does is best. It does everything in your wash. Well, do you know this new kind of soap does everything in the dishpan, too? That's right. Just tell me what you look for in a soap for dishwashing. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done? Speedy action on grease? Extra kindness to your hands? Well, Does gives you everything. Suds? Why, this new kind of soap bounces up into suds the instant water strikes it. Stacks of suds that really keep standing up, too, so you're not forever adding soap. Tough grease? Does whips through it at top speed. There's no hard scouring with Does. It's a regular whirlwind on your frying pans. Yet when it comes to better care for your hands, you've got what you want in Does. It's kinder to hands than any other leading wash day soap. Does leaves your hands feeling wonderfully soft. You see, when I say does your dishes, I've got all the right answers. In the dishpan, too, does everything. Be sure to listen tomorrow when D-U-Z Does will again bring you another absorbing episode on Road of Life. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Help fight the battle against waste. When you do dishes, don't waste soap. It contains materials needed on the battlefronts.